This is Katrina Bates, and I'm interviewing Edith Bates,
my grandma.
We're at her house. This is sponsored by the Chesning High School Sophomore Honors English class, and the date is January 4th, 1990. What do you remember about your first date?
What do I remember about my first date?
Yeah.
I went to show in Wausau with my brother and his girlfriend. That was my first kiss and my first date.
How did your parents react when you asked them if you could go out with a boy?
Well, they didn't think it was too much of it because I went with my brother, his girlfriend, so I was only about 12 years old then. I was awful young, but we used to be older at our age now, years ago, than they are nowadays. So I guess it was all right.
When you went out on dates, what kind of places did you go to? What were the popular places to go? Was there anything special?
Movies and to a restaurant. We went to free shows too. Well, when we used to go to the show, it cost 50 cents a piece then. And you used to go and have hamburgers and french fries, and your hamburgers were about a quarter, and your french fries maybe a nickel. We used to have a lot of fun with the ketchup bottle, too.
Which used to do with the ketchup bottle?
Well, we'd use a whole bottle of ketchup on our hamburgers and the french fries at one table. Which is kind of silly, I guess, but we had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Okay, did your mother or father give you any advice about things that you should or shouldn't do when you went out? Did they give you any rules or that?
Really, they didn't really.
You didn't have a curfew or?
Oh yeah, I used to have a curfew. Depends on where we went, really, you know.
What was it about usually? What usually did?
Oh, by 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, when you brought your whoever you went out with, your date home, did he meet your parents usually?
Yeah, it was somebody that you already knew all his life, yeah.
What did your parents think of some of the boys that you brought home?
I guess they thought he was all right because he was friend of the family.
Friend of the family?
Yeah.
Did they ever, not let you go out with anyone because they didn't like the way, I don't know, like his personality?
Well, my boyfriend, I said they didn't used to like him at first till they got to know him. And after they got to know him, they liked him all right.
What were some of the things a boy was expected to do on the date?
Always come to the door and pick you up. Come to the door and nods your presence and, you know, pick you up there and open the car door for you and things like that was always proper.
Who paid for the date? Did?
No, the boy did. Always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of times we just sat and played cards half the evening or it was my parents and the brothers and sisters. Because you didn't have money very often to go anywhere. No money for gas for your car, so you just had your own thing to do, just play cards or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what did you usually talk about? Like, what was the conversations that you had kind of...
Well, just everyday things. Maybe a lot of funny things and just everyday occurrences, just a casual conversation, I guess. A lot of fun anyway. We used to laugh a lot, had a lot. Because everybody used to fool around a lot in our family. It was all fun. Okay, one time my boyfriend came over and neighbors was over, a guy and a girl, and we were just having fun out. It was real pitch dark because you didn't have any lights outdoors at all, none whatsoever anywhere. It was just plain dark everywhere. And we played hide and go seek, and my boyfriend was trying to find me, and he ran and grabbed a great big stone instead of me. Couldn't find me. I was behind it.
Okay. What kind of...
You was asking me about phones, so I was telling you we didn't. There was no phones, no electricity, no indoor plumbing. Well, everybody had to go out back into the bath to go to the bathroom in the little place out back.
Okay. What did you usually do with, say, your girlfriends if you didn't have a date? Did you do the same things? Would you?
We'd just talk and play different games. We used to play hopscotch that when we were kids, you know. And the tag and things like that.
Is there any boy that you went out with that was, you can remember him and something that happened, unusual that happened?
It's funny.
Okay.
Well, one time we was riding the rumble seat at the back of a car, and my brother was driving, and he went over a railroad track. We almost flew out of the back of the rumble seat.
Okay.
That was funny.
I got it.
When you're talking about going out with your brother and his girlfriend, do you remember who it was that you went out with? Remember his name or anything about him?
Yeah.
Who was it? Well, tell me.
Oh. Roy Quirk was one of them.
Roy Quirk?
Yeah.
Anyone else you can remember that?
Yeah.
You can tell me. Okay, did you always go out with someone that you knew or your family knew?
Yes, most always.
They wouldn't let you go with, like, say you met someone new at school, they had to meet him first before.
No, not really.
You never went out with anyone new, it was always someone that you knew. Okay. What was, can you just describe what a rumble seat is?
What a rumble seat is?
Yeah.
Well, it's a car that's got a seat in the back that opens up. But like where your trunk is on the car now, it used to be a rumble seat. It would open up. It was a regular seat in there, and you'd sit down in there.
Okay. Did you ever go to, like, parties or something that there's a group of people or dances?
Oh, yeah.
What did you usually do at, like, parties?
Well, we used to go to church, and the church parties we went to. We'd have marshmallow roasts and picnics and things like that, and that was always a lot of fun because everybody was coming, you know, everybody came. We just had more fun just talking and fooling around than anything else. Wasn't necessarily any games played or anything.
What kind of clothes did you wear when you went out? Did you dress up real fancy?
Well, you couldn't dress up very fancy because very few people that was around there then it was during Depression time and you just didn't have hardly anything. Most of it was hand down clothes from somebody else. Only people that really had money that could buy new clothes.
During high school, did you have like a prom or a dance like that?
I didn't go to high school.
You didn't go to high school?
No, I got my high school education through the 8th grade. I think it's about the same as I do now in high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, after you were, after 8th grade, what did you do after that? You just...
I had to help out at home a lot because my mother was sick an awful lot. And, and a lot of work to do with that. I used to do washings by hand and cook and everything. I did all kinds of things just like grown up would have to do. Mm-hmm. I did.
Did you go out much after you're in 8th grade? Like while you're at home?
Well, that's when I started going out after her. Because I was only 8th grade and I was 12. Okay. I said, well, we just didn't go very much anywhere because nobody had money to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, nothing cost very much then either, but you didn't have that little bit even then to do much on.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about when?
I went to a carnival over there one time. That's first time I've been anywhere very far away from home, I think.
What was the carnival like?
Well, the carnival was just about like they are now, all the games and animals and everything, rides and stuff. And they weren't quite as big as everything is now.
It probably didn't cost a lot, but like for like little games, like what kind of games were there?
Well, I don't remember what all the things was. Dog. First time I ever got a gift from a man, I got a little dog.
Did he win?
He won at the carnival. I still got it.
Yeah.
That's after 51 years. Okay, well, my cousin used to stay with us a lot, and a friend of my brother's, and then we'd play cards. Sometimes we'd play cards all night long, because especially winter time, because there's nothing else to do. And
okay, so you'd stay up all night and play card games.
Well, then whoever's the loser, they had to do a certain chore. Maybe they'd have to go back to the woods with the old car and bring up a load of wood on a stone bowl. Or they might have to go out and milk cows. Or feed chickens or something like that. Whoever, they would play a game each time for whoever would win or lose to do one of these certain chores. It was always a lot of fun to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. What kind of card games did you play?
Setback.
Mm-hmm.